Well, one of the ones that that has launched, I got a new insight on this past weekend. I did one of these ropes courses. I had never done one. It's a thrill, by the way, if any of the listeners, I would highly recommend a ropes course. But part of that ropes course, you're way up in the air, and you better be with your harness and strapped in essence, or clipped on to a cable system. That is the same kind of situation that one of our sponsors was in, Mine Safety Appliances. Now, MSA is a safety company, and one of the things they make is safety equipment for building construction. And when buildings are in the I-beam stage or even pouring the concrete pillars and don't have floors, those workers are up in the air, and they are on cables, lifelines. They have a harness, and they need to be clipped on at all times. The starting point of this project with the students was building construction. What can we do to make our workers even safer? So it was pretty open-ended. The students gravitated towards falls because that's the number one cause of death and really severe injury in building construction is falls. This company already has lifelines and for workers to be strapped in on. And occasionally there are accidents. Accidents are something that we want to avoid but continue to occur. But the students decided to focus on that. Where I brought in the lifelines myself from the ropes course is that I realized on the ropes course, we're all going in the same direction. We're following a path, follow the leader kind of thing. But the workers up on the building, they're going all different directions. They have different tasks. And when they cross one another, they have to pass. Well, they're both clipped on this line, and their clips would hit each other. So they have a certain procedure for safely making sure to cross each other without ever being unclipped at some point. It turns out workers are not off, or sometimes not compliant. It's a pain. I smile when I say this a little bit. The workers have never died before, so why now? But then accidents do happen at that point in time occasionally, and you never want it to happen. So our student team identified that as an issue, and they came up with a very clever clip, which the workers never have to unclip. They never have to undo from the cable, and yet they can bypass each other. So they can remain safe at all times and very easily bypass without having to go through any procedure, so they're automatically compliant. Now the company said, great, and rolled that out in their product line, and that's part of their product today, making workers even safer and also easier to work with. So that's a thrill to see what the students have come up with actually come to fruition in the marketplace and create the value that it was designed to create.